the special meeting of the Idyllwild Water District Board of Directors at 6:05. It's June 7th. Roll call.
All right. Director Olson.
Here.
Director Kunkel.
Here.
Vice President Sabati.
Here.
President Shelley.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Excellent. Any public comments at this time? Nope. We'll move right into our action items. The Board of Directors will consider appointing a qualified candidate to the Board of Directors to fill a vacancy seat. If necessary, the Board will interview the applicants prior to the appointment. There's a recommendation. Board of Directors will consider appointing a qualified candidate to the Board of Directors to fill a vacancy seat. If necessary, the Board will interview the applicants prior to the appointment. On March 30th, 2023, Gino gave his written recognition from the Board.
Actually, I'd like to correct that. March 30th, he informed us he was resigning. We actually got the actual letter April 5th.
April 5th, we received the letter.
Yes.
Thank you. Thus far, two members of the community, R. Mitch Davis and Jessica Briefer, have provided letters of interest to fill the vacant board seat. The board has 60 days from the date of the director's resignation to appoint a candidate to fill the vacant seat on the board. Should the board not fill the seat within 60 days, the Riverside County Board of Supervisors has the right to appoint a candidate of their choosing from the Idyllwild community to fill the vacant seat. The general manager recommends that we fill the seat. And we have two letters. One is from Mitch. Mitch, would you like to make any comments at this time?
Thank you. I've been to a few meetings here. Always interesting. Some people would not consider it interesting, but I do. I'm retired from the water industry for a couple decades worth there. And the whole reason for me applying here is I want to get back to the community.
Excellent. Any questions from the board?
I don't have any.
No.
No questions. Not at this time.
Okay. We have another candidate, Jessica Briefer. She's unable to be with us this evening. She plans her vacations out well in advance, and she'd not want to change the vacation plans. So it says, please accept this letter of interest to consider me for the Idyllwild Water District Board of Directors vacancy. I'm a lifelong resident of the Hill and have been an Idyllwild Water District customer for over 20 years. I grew up and raised my two children in this community. I've held many volunteer positions throughout my life in the Idyllwild, from the town hall's youth sports program to participating in the town hall adult sports programs. I have served as treasurer and as auditor for the Idyllwild School Parent Teacher Association. I've been a Girl Scout leader and served as the cookie chair many times. I love this community and would welcome the opportunity to serve the community as a director for the Idyllwild Water District. My professional experience includes 27 years in the utility industry, 10 years with Feral Gas, and 17 years with the Fern Valley Water District. I have not pursued a director position in the past because of a possible conflict of interest with my position with the Fern Valley Water District. However, I have conferred with the District Council, BB&K, and have been assured that due to the fact that the two districts do not share overlapping boundaries and are not competing entities, but cooperating entities, there would be no conflict of interest in the event that there were to be a matter brought before the board that affected both districts. I would merely need to excuse myself from such proceedings. I feel that my experience in the utility industry, my dedication to this community, and my willingness to serve the community in this capacity uniquely qualify me for this vacancy and would greatly appreciate the board's consideration for this position. Respectfully submitted, Jessica Briefer. I can call her on the phone in case you have any questions. Hi, Jessica. We're in the board meeting right now. We're in the board meeting right now. We've just read your letter of interest. We've also had Mitch say a couple things to the board. I opened up for questions for Mitch. There were a couple questions, but there were no questions. And so now I'm going to open up the questions on you. Mr. Olson, any questions for Ms. Preeper?
I don't have questions for Ms. Preeper, but with regard to her concern about the conflict of interest,
You want to talk about that for just a second, Ryan?
Sure.
Sorry, I'm having a really hard time hearing him.
He was asking counsel to clarify the non-conflict of interest or to...
Okay.
Yeah, my advice would be consistent with the advice that's articulated in the letter. She is eligible to sit on the board, despite the fact that she is assistant general manager of a neighboring water district. However, there may be instances that come before this board, an item where she would need to recuse herself. But that would be done on a case-by-case basis.
I've been on the board now for almost 2 years. I can't think of an instance where there would have been any conflict of interest with either of our neighboring water districts. Anybody can, I know you haven't been counsel that long, but I can't think of what type of issues we have where there would be a conflict of interest. I'm just curious as to what types of things would we be concerned about where she would have to recuse herself.
Yeah, I mean, one straightforward example would be in the event that there's any type of pending or threat litigation between the two districts. At that point, being an employee of Upper Valley, if IHOP was considering or contemplating litigation, then she would recuse herself from any decisions based upon litigation from Idlewild versus Fern Valley. Right, so that's a clear conflict, right?
Yeah.
So that's one example. I don't know ongoing litigation. There's certainly not any current ongoing litigation between the districts. I don't know what the history is of litigation between the two districts. So that's
but outside of litigation, can you think of an example where that would be an issue?
Anytime both districts are in competition, so if there's like a specific grant, you know, and both districts are maybe applying for the specific grant. You know, anytime you have a situation where both are competing,
any kind of overlap,
yeah, and it would be done on a case by case basis, and you know, then
okay.
Yeah, she would refuse for that specific item, but otherwise she is eligible to serve on.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't think that she wouldn't be eligible because she's a water district customer, so she lives in the district, so I think she qualifies for that. No other question.
Okay. Mr. Kunkel?
Not at this time.
Mr. Zavadi?
Well, there's no secret that in the past, since I was involved in trying to work out some more cooperation between the districts and even trying to get them together, there was strong opposition from the other districts and from Fern Valley to begin with. So there's a lot of overlapping situation. In addition to, she would be attending closed sessions where plans, etc., of the water board would be discussed, and I know she would be obligated not to disclose that to anyone else. But
right.
that's an obligation that, for me, is impossible to attend to. I'm just curious, why are you applying? You need particular... Does this district need a particular improvement? Do you have any particular plans? Or what are your intentions? What are your plans for this district?
Well, I wouldn't say I really have intentions, but I've attended a few meetings and just, you know, being around in the community, yeah, I do hear little things, you know, and I just want to be helpful in any way I can. You know, anything I can bring to help build the district, you know, I don't like hearing negative things about one district or another. I look at us as, you know, a small community, and I want to be able to bring positives to, you know, all of us and, you know, not coworkers, but just other people that are in the same field as I am. You know, I don't really have any motive or intentions by any means. I've attended a few meetings and, you know, I hear some things from the customers, and to me, I just want to help build positive for the Idaho Water District. That's really, I would say, my only motive is building the reputation of Idaho Water.
I'm not questioning your intention, and I'm sure it's good, and I know your father-in-law is a wonderful person. I don't know you personally, and you certainly had great qualifications, and you've been involved in the community a great deal. But I find it curious that a principal employee of another water district, where there hasn't been any good blood between these districts, applies.
And I've never had any problems personally, so I feel that.
No, I understand
with,
you don't have personal.
Every employee previously, or even have helped, gosh, back to when Kelly was there, and we used to, talk back and forth. So I feel like personally for me, there's always been good reputation between the two. I don't know if you're referring to previous management, but I would say current management, current board. I feel that I know we all met, had a luncheon. I personally feel that we have a good relationship with Idaho Water. So
okay.
I'm not aware of any bad or negativity one way or another.
Okay. By the way, let me ask you, have you discussed your application to this board with a member of the board of your district?
I have not discussed it with my board. The manager is aware that I issued a letter of interest. Mm-hmm. But no, I have not. I have not mentioned anything to my board.
Right. Other than a general interest in the welfare and all that stuff, you have no particular point of view that you would want to pursue in this district, or you feel that you're missing, or any of those things, do you?
No.
No other questions.
Thank you.
Jessica,
yes.
You mentioned that you had previous interactions with Kelly. I've always been of the opinion that the districts should work more closely together, and I think that having somebody that works with the other district could actually be a benefit. In many ways, there are times and events where we could collaborate, and we're actually supposed to collaborate. There's several projects, I think a watershed project and something else that mm-hmm. where we're supposed to cooperate. So,
right.
Excuse me. So I see it as an advantage, and I would hope that we could work with the other water districts more and more as time goes on,
right.
And building relationships. I think would be a great thing to do. So I know
that
that
I could definitely assist with that for sure.
Excellent.
I definitely think, I have a good working relationship with my board as well. So
right.
I don't see that I couldn't be of assistance in getting them to work along with Idaho Water.
Super.
And
I know that we have had some board members in the past that have had to recuse themselves on certain issues, but they just stepped out of the room. The vote was taken. After the vote was done, they came back into the room. They learned out what the outcome was, and we moved forward. So even if there was an instance where you had to step out of the room, I don't think it's something that we haven't done in the past.
I have no problem with doing that.
So.
And I would say vice versa, the Fern Valley Water District, I think they would respect that as well if that needed to be the case. So.
Right. Excellent. Yes, Mr. Conklin.
Jessica, this is Steve.
Hi.
I just recollect that I've only seen you here about two of the meetings. Two meetings.
Yeah, I've come to you, yeah.
One of them was when there was people were here in the audience that they felt there was a wrong against one of the employees here, and you were here with the Fern Valley manager, with the Idaho Fire Department, and it seemed kind of interesting why one of the times you came to the meeting.
I wouldn't necessarily think I was with them, but yes, you're right, I did happen to be there, and I did hear about this situation, but I don't feel I necessarily had an opinion. I was more just there to listen, but I would say I have an opinion one way or another. I don't know the whole scenario, but I would say that was the only reason why I was there either. So.
And then the only other time I noticed you being here was I think, the last meeting with the rate structure. I don't know if it was just to show interest here because you were maybe wanting to get on the board here.
No, I wanted to also just familiarize myself a little bit with what the plan was. I did attend the question, basically the question and answer last week. I wasn't sure how that was going to be presented, whether there was going to be an actual presentation or a question and answer. I thought it was maybe going to be like a slideshow, and that's kind of why I attended, but it was still informative to be able to get some information. I'm sorry. And then basically I just heard Leo's responses, which was sufficient enough to me, so I didn't really have any questions. The more was just trying to familiarize myself.
I don't know.
And it's just trying to understand a little bit more of what's really going on. Or what the plans are for future projects, and I'm not, it seems like the majority of the complaints on the rate increase is on the sewer side, and personally I'm not on sewer, so I'm not really affected by that rate increase, so, but that seems to be most of the concern from the meetings that I've attended.
That's all I got at the moment.
I have another question. I understand that you're not a sewer user, but of course you are a water user. And I understand there is some opposition to the rate increase on the water side also. Have you formed an opinion on that, whether it should pass or not?
I'm sorry, it's kind of hard from hearing you. I understand opinion. Is it on the water?
Underwater.
Water rate increases.
You're entitled not to tell me. You're entitled not to tell me. I'm not trying to force you to commit to anything. But if you want to talk about it, you can.
I honestly, personally, don't have an issue with it. Because I'm an employee at another water district, I do see the increasing costs. So, and I don't see the. From my experience at the Fern Valley Water District, when we did our rate increases, they were 5% increases. So, and that was, 7 years ago. So to see yours is a little bit higher doesn't seem out of line to me at all. That's just
thanks.
Costs are increasing and times are changing. So,
thank you.
All right. There's no other questions. Anything from the public? Steve, you seem to want to answer something, ask something.
Well, as you know, I'm usually the only one here that represents the public outside of Mitch. Mitch has been to numerous meetings. He wasn't for a while because of health of his dad, so we took care of that. But I've got to say that Mitch has all kinds of experience with water districts. And he's not a politically bent person, so he's open to anything. If I had a vote, which I don't, then I'd put it with Mitch.
Okay, thank you.
And we do have problems, but we share water coming down with Fern Valley Water. And we're supposed to get X amount, isn't that it? I mean, they get X amount. Don't we share a water? I mean, isn't that?
Yeah, we have a water right to Strawberry Creek. And we take our share of the water.
And then they take the other?
I don't know what their share is.
They're actually upstream from us, so they take it first, technically.
Yeah, yeah. I know they have surface water, so I'm guessing they take some of that.
Right. They don't have any wells around the lake?
They have wells.
Around the lake that goes as a source as our water, or what?
No, Foster Lake, no.
No. Yeah. Okay.
We get quite a bit from Chocolate Creek.
Right.
Yeah. But yes, we do definitely pull from Strawberry, but...
Okay, if there's no more comments, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to for Mitch to be appointed to the vacant seat on Iowa Water District.
Okay.
Second.
There's a first and a second. Any other discussion? No. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstention? 2-2. Any other motions?
Make a motion to appoint Jessica.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second that too.
Okay. Any further discussion? No. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Deadlocked at 2-2.
Should take some time out to think about it. If we don't appoint somebody today, then the supervisor will appoint somebody we don't know at all.
Isn't today your deadline?
Yeah, today is the deadline.
Today is the deadline. Chip, I'm sorry, were you an abstention or a name?
It's a yay and a name.
That's what I want to make sure.
Wait, just to clarify, the first vote was 2-1.
1 or 2-2? 2-2. First vote was 2-2. Second vote was 2-2.
Anyone want to argue on any side or talk more about it?
So. Yeah, let's talk more about it. I think that both candidates are qualified. They both live in the district. They both have attended meetings. They both are interested in our district.
They both have water experience?
Yeah. And so I think that they're both qualified candidates. I do think that we have a lock on old white guys on the board. So I think we might want to look towards maybe somebody that has a little bit different experiences and could bring in some different perspectives. I think it'd be good to have a better relationship with Fern Valley and Pine Cove. Not that we have a bad relationship, but improving relationships within the water community is a good thing. And I think that Jessica would be a proponent of that and have some unique insight and abilities to help us out with that. So I think that there's some good reasons to have her on the board.
And my reason for leaning toward Jessica is a lot of the same reasons. Number one, the old white guy routine is definitely in my mind. We have a little more diversity if we have a woman on the board. The fact that they both have water experience, I think that's great. We have somebody on the board that already has water experience as well, so I don't think water experience is necessarily an important factor in my decision. The fact that she's at another water district, I think actually pushes me that direction as well, for the same reasons that Chip indicated, which are developing relationships with other districts. I think this will help us in developing a better relationship with the Fern Valley Water District, and so those are my reasons for leaning toward Jessica.
Well, I'm sure Jessica's a wonderful person and all that stuff. My experience, and I've been on the board for some time, trying to get the water districts together, was nothing but vehement opposition from both of those districts. I haven't seen any change in their attitude to Iowa Water. Hopefully that may change, but certainly the present administration of both Pine Cove and Fern Valley didn't express any interest in any community projects or interest. And so I think the hope that appointing Jessica to this board will improve that, given the best intentions of Jessica, is really questionable. It's a very difficult choice. I think both of these choices are better than having an appointment by a supervisor who knows nothing about our districts. So I don't know where I am. That's
Mitch has been here numerous times, so, he's taken interest here at the meeting. So Jessica, I've only seen her a couple times here. Not that Jessica, your motives are honorable, but in my mind, I'm going, you worked at the Hurd Valley Water District, and not that your loyalty is with them, but it's just on a human nature going from one water district to another one. I would have a hard time with that there. Not that, again, your motives could be honorable and true, but I would have a hard time with someone, you know, from another water district on this board. I know when Jerry Holdberg, when we were looking for a general manager one time, with Jerry Holdberg with Mike Holdwater, we kind of entertained the idea of, would you like to be the general manager? And he did, but we asked him, would you quit Pine Cove Water to be the general manager? He said no. And at that time, the board members here didn't want to have two water districts involved together here. So I don't know if this is kind of, you know, I know it's not general manager position, this is board position, but it's sort of like, to me, kind of a little bit the same way.
Have we changed anybody's mind? Probably not.
Jim, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
And it's Jessica. Jessica, are you required to go to the Hurd Valley board meetings?
Am I sorry, what?
Are you required to go to the Hurd Valley board meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the district secretary, yes.
Yes, okay. And I know that she's the assistant general manager there, so.
Right. That is correct.
So that if something happens to Victor, she takes over.
But then she wouldn't be qualified to be on the board.
If the board appoints her.
Yeah.
If I was the manager, then I could not, but as the assistant.
Right. As the attorney says, member of another board or a general manager of another district is not qualified to be. You're not. You're an assistant general manager. Is our deadline definitely today or tomorrow?
Today. This is actually more than 60 days.
Well, no, because of the actual notice was 5 days.
And it's still at more than 60 days.
Well, then
from April 5th.
Then we don't have a power to appoint anybody.
No, I think we do, because the fact that the meeting was scheduled, I think we're going through the process appropriately. I think we're still deadlocked too, so I don't know that it makes a difference if we're under 60 days or over 60 days, to tell you the truth.
We can't appoint it just for a full term, right?
It's the further remaining term, which is almost.
We can't divide between the two of them, right? No.
I don't think so.
No. Okay, just trying to.
It was a good idea. It was a nice try, Peter. Thinking outside the box is good.
Yeah.
So, can we recess and can two of you or two of us talk on our own, or is that a violation of the Brown Act?
Well, two of you can talk, yeah, but.
Can we have a short recess then?
Is that a discussion process?
Yeah. Sure, we'll take a 5-minute recess.
Okay. Come.
Peter says, step into my office. I hope it's not the bathroom.
They're unisex, aren't they?
So we're going to take a 5-minute break, Jess, and then come back into the meeting. So you can either stay on or we can call back. Which do you prefer?
Do you want me to call back? I can call back. Is that easier?
Yeah, I'll just.
You want to call me back?
Yeah, I'll just call you back.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jess.
You bet. Bye. Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
sound good, Jim.
Thank you. It's my deep voice. I use it in the morning and when pollen or my nose is clogged. It's pretty great.
Well, that is allergies.
I think it's allergies, but it might be a full-blown cold.
Full-blown actual cold.
Yeah, so.
Change, but I think for purpose of clarity, maybe we should have motions again to vote on it. Or
okay, we can do that.
So I'll make a motion to. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Tell those guys that we're
coming back in too. We got somebody on the
Yeah.
You did?
You want to say. Session here in a moment.
Okay.
So,
all right, recess is over. Back in session.
I make a motion to appoint Mitch Davis to the board.
Okay, is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Abstention? It's 2-2. Any other motions?
Well, to clarify, I'll also make a motion to appoint Jessica Prefer for the board.
Okay.
Second that.
There's a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Deadlock, 2-2. All right. Any director's comments, Mr. Olson?
See you Saturday.
Saturday. Mr. Conklin?
Yeah, no. Thank you, Jessica, for being on the phone.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you both for being online. I think you're both qualified, and we'll see where we go from here.
Yeah. Brian, you had a comment?
Yes, President Shelley. There is, so the county will have 30 days to appoint someone to the board at their discretion. There can be a recommendation. I don't know if you want to discuss that, but you can make a recommendation to the county to appoint a specific person.
Yeah, I think we're deadlocked on, we have two candidates that we're going to recommend.
I was going to say we're going to recommend two.
Yeah, so, yes.
Which one? You can do that. Want to make the recommendation to the county that they select of the two, or
yes.
Just keep it open?
Do we need to do this?
We need to have, I think, my motion would just make it clear what you want the recommendation to the county to be. So
we would equally recommend both candidates to supervise.
Well, I'll make a motion that we recommend both candidates to the county.
Second.
Any further discussion? No. All those in favor, aye.
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 Passes 4-0.
Okay, I've got to make sure I get this straight here.
I motion. Peter second.
Perez.
Sure.
Perez. Our supervisor.
Is it Perez that points? Or
yeah, Perez.
Or is it the whole board?
No,
it's just Perez.
Just Perez.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Well, practically with the same thing. Perez,
I'll talk to you later. Yes.
The board, yeah, the board should report for representative.
So we have a meeting with you.
We will in a moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other director's comments besides see you on Saturday?
Nope.
Mr. Olson, Mr. Conklin? Okay.
See you Saturday.
Saturday? Okay, see you on Saturday. We will adjourn to the next workshop on June 10th, 10 a.m. here. Lunch included.
Are we going to try and have a special meeting that morning? Yeah, I've already checked. We've
So we've got a meeting Saturday. You want to come? Let's meet. Open house. I mean, we'll drive you around if you want to see stuff.
It's always interesting.
Yeah.
So we have the sessions at the same time, or first, or what is it? You were saying we're going to have a meeting.
There'll be a one-item board meeting about the building.
Okay.
Have that.
The building committee's going to make a report. Okay.
And then you go straight into the
report. And then we're going to look for action.
Well, okay.
We're going to get approval to spend some money.
Okay.
So it's going to be an action then?
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. Love action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it won't be that loud too.
I'm sorry we didn't drag this on longer for you, Hosni. I know you like to drive home in the dark.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Entertain a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion to adjourn.
And a second? Mr. Zavadi is the second, Ms. Scholes in the first. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 4-0.
Thank you for balancing.
Thank you for having me.